This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And it is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. Ed Jovanovsky, Scripps Sports Panthers analyst, former first-round pick for the Panthers, joins us this morning. I was not expecting that ass-kicking that I saw last night right from the start. I was shocked. It was 0-0 after one period last night. A pair of 6-1 to close it out up there. Unbelievable. That surprised you a little bit last night?
Well, the score, yeah, for sure. In a game 7, you think it's just going to be a little bit tighter, and it probably was. I mean, you look at that first period, Joe. I mean, just knew that the Panthers were ready to play in that first 10 minutes of the game and really didn't give much of anything to the Leafs. And then when the Leafs did have a chance, boy, was Bob good. You know, so you finish that first period 0-0, and then you just beat the wheels off them in the second period, so it was good.
Hey, so we started the show being in the radio business going, can you imagine Toronto talk radio today up there? From coast to coast in Canada, must be killing, especially the Big Five that they have on that team and some of the disappearing acts because of that system the Panthers play. Can you imagine? I think they're going to blow it up. What do you think?
Oh, 100%. You know, that roster will look different next year. Marner, Tavares, both unrestricted free agents. I can almost bet my house on it that Marner will probably be, you know, out of there. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, you're in that market. You look at what this team hasn't done, you know, over the last two decades. They haven't come out of the second round. And, you know, just the record in the game sevens and who's been a part of it recently is this core four. Nyes is kind of in that. He's a young player. You know, he's kind of coming into the fold. But, you have to do something. You look at what the Panthers did. It's unfortunate you trade Jonathan Huberto, you bring in Matthew Tkachuk. When things aren't going, you have to make a move. And we're definitely going to see that with the Maple Leafs.
By the way, I'm glad you brought up Big Bob to start with because you're right. He didn't face a lot of shots, but when he did, he was unbelievable. But the other guys that – it hadn't been just about one or two or three of their best players that we're used to talking about. It's been this year more about, like, everybody. Then you had Brad Marchand and Seth Jones. What great pickups. How good have those two guys been?
Well, man, you see what, Marchie did, that game yesterday. And – you know, that's the fifth time he's beaten Toronto in a game 7. So if you wanted to throw a little wager on a hockey game last night, you just had to read between the lines and get these notes of the success that, you know, Brad has had against Toronto and the experience. Not only that, Joe, the experience playing in a game 7. And I know this team has won the cup, last year, so that goes a long way. And then what a horse Seth Jones was last night. I mean, it was just, you know, controlling the back end, skating, getting pucks to the net, scoring, dishing, making plays. So this team is built on depth. Bill Zito's done an unbelievable job bringing in guys and plug and play into this system, and it's working now. Unfortunately, the only problem is you only get one day rest before you're back at it tomorrow.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up. I said without knowing, I'm guessing they left right from Toronto to go to Carolina. They're not coming home to grab clothes, right? They figured this might happen.
No, you're packing up and you're thinking of, you know, the best case scenario, and that's going to Carolina. So yeah, next time we see these guys will be Friday.
Hey, let's talk about that Carolina. They're another one. They got no problem winning 1-0 or 2-1. What's your take on this Carolina team that had a really good season too?
Yeah, Joe, I think you're right. I think you look at Carolina, they're more of, they want to play along the boards too, and I think that's one of the areas where the Panthers are so good, below the goal line, along the boards. You see what Luce Durien and Lundell and Marchand line did, you know, last couple games, just the way they control the boards. I think Carolina is more like that. There's not a lot of east-west in Carolina's game. They're a north-south team. They embody kind of what their coach was. You know, Rod Brind'Amour, really kind of straight-line, hard worker, hard forechecking team. So it's going to be a tight series. You see Freddie Anderson's having a nice playoff. The goaltending matchups are good. You look at the depth up and down the lineup, they compare well. It'll be a great series.
Hey, you know, Eddie, this has something to do with our business, the national TV stuff last night before and after the game. And I don't care. I get it. I'm just down here in South Florida. But these guys are really rooting hard for Toronto last night.
Well, one guy was.
Jeez. I mean, I did crack up. Now, listen, I thought some of that stuff was funny. He's lighting candles with all those guys and stuff. But then they have the discussion about the Boo Birds coming out after the second period. Like, well, they knew that game's over 3-0. Why would they think something's going to change going into the third period? And they're going, well, you got to give them a chance. And I'm like, what? There's no chance? And then I pay $5,000 for a ticket down low. Hell no. What's your take on the booing as being through it yourself and knowing that Canadian market?
Yeah, I mean, you look at, I mean, the frustration, right, of game seven, and this is what's going to happen. You're going to get smoked out of your own building. And I think that's exactly, you saw the jerseys thrown on the ice, beer at the end of the game, right, being thrown out there. I mean, really, you're going to throw a jersey, you know, on the ice? I mean, come on. But listen, I mean, it's the frustration part. You look at, you know, booing. It was mostly at Mitch Marner. Every time Marner touched the puck at the end of the game, this fan base was booing him. And it's unfortunate because Mitch Marner is a hell of a player. You can't solely point the finger to Mitch Marner or Austin Matthews. You know, it's a collective group, but when you're paid the highest, like McDavid and Draisaitl are in Edmonton, you need guys to produce. It's no different here in Florida. You want your big guns to kind of lead the way. But you know that market, man, it's crazy and is what it is, and they'll renew their season tickets, I'm sure.
Yeah, they'll be back, exactly. Hey, Jovo, you know the other thing is, this team, you brought it up, the lines, man. It doesn't have to be about the first or second line. They're getting stuff from a lot of different guys. Those stats about all the different guys that scored in these playoffs, it's incredible that what they're getting. And, you know, honestly, Tkachuk's kind of been – he's not himself 100%. I think you've said that before, doing what he can, but they're getting it from a lot of other guys, not those three or four names we're so used to scoring all the time.
Right, and you have to spread it around. There's usually always that one line that's having a great playoff, and you can look at, you know, the Marchie, Lundy, Lusty line right now that's really kind of, you know, getting things done. But how about Greer, Nosek, and Gajewicz?
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, you know when they're on the ice, the fourth line, the puck is always going into their zone, and they're going to work. There's no cuteness to their game. They crash, they bang, they do all the gritty work. And to see Gajewicz score last night, how sick was that pass by Greer over? But, you know, you see how it all kind of started out, anticipation, again, going to the back end on just kind of the read and react part of the game was really good. The guys were ready to play, dropped the puck yesterday, Joe, and it was good to see. You know, we're moving on again here.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. A lot of passengers for that Toronto team last. I love that. I don't know what's on those guys' goals. We had way too many passengers tonight in this game. Too many people watching to see what the hell was going on. It was just weird, man, the way they started. It was like, you got to explain to me how they came out and just were like deer in headlights. It was just kind of weird. It was like, we got experience. We know what game sevens are like. You guys aren't real sure what's going on the. It was just, what was your take on the way they started last night?
The Panthers.
No, I'm just Toronto.
The Toronto.
But Toronto.
Well,
yeah,
what happens is, you know, when you're on the road, you know, you want to create that storm. You don't want to allow Toronto to kind of get on you and have you on your heels. I think you see what Florida did is the puck was going deep. And Toronto tried to get cute on a few chances, throwing the puck in the middle of the ice, and Florida was pouncing on it and continued that offensive zone pressure and really didn't give them time to have the puck. And I think that's when you look at that, that just shows me that you're ready to play. You know, come 7:30 last night, and the Panthers were, you know, just dogged in their pressure and really not giving Toronto any life to breathe. And they were saying it on the telecast. It was just – that game was a Picasso by the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
I mean, the way they started, the way they finished that game, even after Domi got that 3-1 goal, you could be like, okay, if they get the next one, now we got one. Boom, right away, 4-1.
Right away.
You know, so I really like the makeup of the group and the way they push forward. And how about Coach Maurice with his Game 7 winning streak continues?
Yeah, I got to tell you, Bill Zito and Paul Maurice, I want to take him. If I go out gambling in a poker game or if I'm playing those dollar slot machines that my wife has no success with that continues to play, I'm bringing one of those guys. Bill Zito right now, everything he's done as a GM has been friggin' unbelievable to this point. By the way, the experience thing for you before I let you go, there's something to be said. I happen to believe that too. You get in these playoff games, experience with success coming off that Stanley Cup championship, that there's something to be said, right? Been here, done that.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. And you heard, March, you talk about it, you know, before the game yesterday. Not so much about the wins and the losses. It's about the memories that these Game 7s create. And, you know, a lot of the guys have, you know, the nice memories on it. And you can draw back on that experience. You can control what you can control on the ice. That's just working hard and playing as a team.
Yep.
And there's going to be a team that has better execution. And that was the Florida Panthers yesterday. They were just ready to play. And they took the will away from Toronto early on in that game. And they never gave them a sniff to get it back.
Good stuff, Eddie. Really appreciate you coming on, man. I hope we didn't wake you up this morning. Are you getting up early now? Now that you've been out for a while,
buddy. I was at the gym at 6:30.
Look at you.
Kept me at the tail end of it, buddy. Got to stay young.
You refuse to be a fat old guy. You refuse it. You're unbelievable. It's great. That's good stuff, Eddie. Can't hang out and drink with you anymore if you're going to be like that. All right. Thank you, Ed.
Anytime, buddy.
All right, Ed Jovanovski, Scripps Sports Panthers analyst, former first round pick. Matter of fact, first overall pick in his NHL class. Hey, got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Yeah, the main man, Anthony Caliendo, is ready to sell your business. I'm talking about Anthony Caliendo with the Business Broker Experts. Yeah, first of all, he is a marketing machine, loves it. By the way, tell Anthony Caliendo he can't do something and watch what he does. You'll never be able to get me this much for my business. Really? Watch this. Oh, it's too specialized. It's too big. It's too small. A lot of people are going to Anthony Caliendo at the Business Brokers because he gets great results for you for your business. Matter of fact, he's got a book full of people that have moved here to South Florida over the last 24 months looking to buy businesses just like yours. Really love for you to meet with them. I would. By the way, if you're about ready to sell your business and you're going through it right now, are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of the risk? Are you tired of the competition? Are you just tired of all your employees? Are you tired of being tired when you come home at night and grumpy again going, I can't take this anymore? Well, listen, if you're going through it, let the main man cash you out in a big way. He can do it. Doesn't matter again what size, 100,000 to 100 million. People are looking for businesses just like yours, and he'll find it. He'll put together the deal for you. And by the way, the big thing is you got to figure out what it's worth. And a lot of you don't have any idea what your business is worth. He does. He'll sit down, take a look at everything with you. It's a free $2,500 value to you for him to do it. Then you guys come up with a price and let him go to work. Let him go to work. Call the main man, 1-800, the main man. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for Anthony Caliendo. He is the main man. Visit the web at themainman.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Joe, we have a few things to get people caught up on here. Let's start with this one. Your ticket to summer is here. Live Nation has got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows. And to celebrate, we are giving you a chance to win tickets to 5 shows at I Think Financial Amphitheater. Shows include Dierks Bentley, The Offspring, Toto, Keisha, Pantera, and more. It's easy to enter. Just go to the WQAM contest page and enter right there, and you could win. For more info on how you could see a show for just $30, go to livenation.com. That's all a right. Good start there, Joe.
And, yeah, good stuff.
Let me give you one more little giveaway here that we're doing. We just had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks ago. Now we've got a chance for you to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. Get a tour of the Florida Sun-Grown Farm. Enjoy fine spirits, a catered dinner, and an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack upon arrival for your chance to win it there as well. You can go to WQAM contest page and enter. You must be 21 years or older to win that one and attend.
All right.
That's good stuff, man.
Yes, everything. Everything. You know, people like
freebies are good.
Freebies are always good. Nothing like freebies. You know, it doesn't matter, too. What you're doing, freebies are nice.
Concerts, dinners, whatever.
Right.
Yeah,
couple tickets to games now. Never a bad deal.
You getting freebies for anything coming up?
No.
You're on bad terms with No Call Paul, though, right?
No, we're good.
You're okay now?
Yeah, no, I'm good with No Call. No Call. No, you know what? He's been better recently. I'm the one that's bad. Hey, by the way, the Marlins, besides taking 2 out of 3 from Tampa Bay, Cubs are in town. One of the more popular teams in baseball, having a good year as they'll open a 3-game series with them tonight. So if you're going out to a little baseball, tonight Cubs 1-3 against the Miami Marlins. So we'll talk more about that as they won 3 out of 4, playing a little bit better. And then on top of everything else, we are all set in the NHL and in the NBA for the conference finals. I feel for the Knicks and their 52-year championship drought, but we don't have a lot of sympathy down here. Not with our basketball team. They've done a lot of winning, And the Panthers, the hockey team's as good as there is right now. Going for they win this, it'll be their third trip to the Stanley Cup with 4 more wins for them. But you kind of know where I'm going with this. So the Knicks haven't won a championship in 52 years. 52 years. Going back to 1973. I get it. And I saw, you know, all the New York fans. Yeah, we haven't won since Frazier and Willis Reed and, you know, whoever your favorite guys. Earl the Pearl Monroe, who... Bill Bradley, Dave DeBoer, the whole group. You know them. If you watched back then, it was fun basketball to watch, and those were good days. I liked them, enjoyed them. But listen, man, when I started hearing about those names, I don't know if it was just me, especially around that time. It's about the last time the Dolphins went undefeated, won their, you know, 2 championships, and then that's been it. We can feel for the Knicks. Our Dolphins can feel, and Dolphin fans can feel for the Knicks. I'm having trouble rooting for the Knicks. As much as I like watching them play, I do. And it's not even their fans. It's all the friggin' national media guys that, like, now they're all fanboys for their team. And now, you know, this guy overnight. Oh, Jalen Brunson. He's great. He's an underdog. Halliburton is overrated. He's not like, bro, how can you say he's overrated? Did you see how he played in the biggest series? Did you see what he did at the end of the game? Did you see him going to the basket, knocking down threes? What are we talking about, man? I get we don't like somebody. That's fine. They didn't put him on the Olympic team. I know it wasn't great. Didn't go great. But they didn't put him on there because he sucked. Like...
No, they're a good team. He's playing very well.
The NBA's got to be a good series.
Yeah, well, the NBA's got to be rooting pretty hard for New York here.
There you go. I waited. You waited till 8:30 on Monday morning.
They are staring down the barrel of an Indiana Minnesota final. I mean, good Lord, that would be bad.
Bad for who?
For the casual fan that thinks those are crap teams. Man. I don't know.
You're going big market.
They need New York.
You go big market hunting all the time. Well, you don't do it in football, though. I give you credit.
Because football doesn't have that. If football's, what? You know, I don't know. Everyone's intriguing in football.
I get it, man. The Knicks are, they're one of the most valuable franchises in professional sports, in any sport, the Knicks are. I get it. You saw the crowd. You see what they're paying.
You need the Knicks. But in the AFC, it's always like, oh, is it either going to be Buffalo or, you know, or Baltimore or Kansas City? They're all good. They're all fun. Can't have Indiana in the finals, though.
Don't you just want to see a good finals? Or do you really?
I do because I'm a basketball fan, but I know that for their business, having Indiana and, you know, either OKC or Minnesota would be
not good for
just
their
the follow up to this. You're not going to go with the officials are going to be a little more sensitive to calls for New York in their favor, right? Is that what you're kind of saying? Like that?
That's not what I'm saying.
You're not doing a conspiracy thing where the commissioner's office is going to call and go, "Hey guys, you're our best officials, but you know who's good for business, and the Pacers and the Knicks market has nothing in common. Let's take care of our partners. The people are paying for us, man."
I'm just saying, if you could get, you know, Adam Silver in a room and, you know, strap him to a lie detector thing, like, you don't think he would say he'd really like to see the Knicks?
I think he thinks it's good. He's paid equally by all his partners, so I'm guessing he'd like to see them all have some success.
Sure.
Well, you think they just want L.A. and New York every year, or L.A. and Boston?
Well, they haven't had New York in many, many years. So I think, yes, if they had their choice right now, they'd rather have the finals at Madison Square Garden as opposed to whatever the Pacers place is called.
I agree that New York would be good for business and help ratings. There's no question. I just don't care about that. I just want to see the best teams win. I want to see great basketball. I really do. See, great. I don't hate the Pacers. I don't dislike
the
Pacers.
Either. I think that'll be a great series.
And
problem is, I think the Pacers actually are going to win that series. But
I don't know about that now. I don't know,
They're tough, man. They're a feisty team.
Guess what? Both those teams show they could come back against good teams, that they had the ability to come back and win when it looked like they were down and out against the 1 and 2 seeds.
Yep.
Right? They made them all of a sudden look like we're going to take it away from you early in this series and go up 2-0.
Knicks had to battle those guys hard, though. The Pacers were essentially in cruise control.
Well, anyway, we...
So you're taking the Knicks to get to the finals?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're tough as nails the way they play. By the way, and they're also the same team that all these media guys have been talking about want run that coach out.
Now, so I guess you got a Knicks Thunder series here, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to know. By the way, don't ask me who I like in the finals. I'm going with OKC.
They seem like the best team by far.
I don't know.
At the moment.
They got their moments where...
They beat the hell out of Denver, though. Denver's a good team.
Denver was not a good team. They were a beaten-up team last
They're
night.
Still a good team.
They
They're
were a beaten-up team. They had bad knees. A guy can't lift his shoulder. All those guys were so good when they played the Heat a couple years ago.
Amazing. The big guy still played well. You talk about bad knees.
Yeah, but the big guy was
carrying
getting
around
mugged.
All that fat
oh, my
and everything.
God. Really? That's what you got out of last night?
How come no one ever talks about him in the same thing? Like, Luka's always the one that's overweight. This guy looks like he can barely move.
This guy is durable and the most productive dude. Like, he's not going to win the MVP. And I know everybody's always, they're already whining that SGA is going to win it. But you got to give a guy that has a triple-double for the season, you got to give him a little credit, Woody. Seriously. 30 points a game or 29 points a game, whatever it was. 12 and a half rebounds, 10 assists. What do you average a triple-double? We talk about triple-doubles in a year like, oh, he got 15 triple-doubles. This guy averaged that.
Someone said Nico deserves more criticism for letting Brunson walk. I don't think that was his – is that his call all the way back then?
I don't know. They just hit the jackpot, though.
Yeah, with Cooper Flagg. Well, you know.
Go ahead.
I don't want to say it.
Go ahead and say it. Conspiracy.
I think they had a little hand in it.
Yeah, and the whole league signed off on all the crappy teams that are like.
They just probably had a meeting and they said,
yeah,
you send Luka to L.A., we'll take care of you in the lottery.
Yeah. And by the way, in 10 years, we'll make sure you get the first pick, right? To tell Washington that? Okay. Great. That thing's a mess.
I said, I've got news for you. Indiana's going to beat the Knicks. No problem.
No problem?
I think Indiana's a really good chance to win the series.
This thing's got 7 written all over it.
The atmosphere at the Garden is just so good. All the celebrities sitting in the...
They don't play. They're not taking one shot.
I know, but it's still cool.
Oh, I thought you were saying how they're going to make a difference because celebrity... Oh, my God, look how beautiful she is. Or, oh, my God, that's my famous... That's my favorite actor right there. Look at him right down on the...
You know who all of them are. You're a tabloid guy. Hey, man, they had Bieber and Drake there last night.
Oh,
I guess
my
it didn't make
God.
Much of a difference. They say Drake put a big bet on the Leafs.
That's all right.
Isn't that like the ultimate there's, guy to fade?
There's no greater front runner than Drake. He was down here with our guys. He jumped off that Toronto team so fast to come down and perform for LeBron and D-Wade at a club one night so he could hang with them.
I like your Drake story, though, about him trying to get into the locker room. That was one
right
of my
behind me,
stories.
Man. Moved up in front, and he told this little lady, security lady, she had to be, I'm not exaggerating, 70-something years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, yeah, they got to wait. We were told you have to wait. And he goes, he did it. Do you know who I am? Like, really? Why do you think this woman, this age, would know who your ass is? Seriously. He didn't get in, though, for a while. He was bummed, too. He was ready to go in there and celebrate that championship down here that they had.
Someone asked why we hide the lottery. Because they don't want you to see what's happening behind the scenes.
All right. So we want to do that today. Not that it matters. It's over.
No, I know. I know.
But, if you lost money on something, I understand. I get it then. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. We never want to be too late. And I want to say good morning, everybody. Thanks for being with us here. We got into with Omar. And, by the way, we're going to have that later on. Omar ain't buying it. That OTA stuff's important. And that. So this owner, Stephen Ross, goes out and builds. I don't know what the final price is. I'm going to guess, only very few know. I'm going to guess $400 million, roughly. I know it started lower, but he wanted to upgrade some things to absolutely put together the greatest sports facility there is in the NFL. Then on top of that, he bought a grass company to get the highest-end grass of all time. If you haven't seen it, you lay it down as a carpet in your house. It's so nice. Woody, you've seen it. You thought it was fake. I thought it was fake because it looks so damn good every time we go out there. Then when I got the greatest facility so guys would want to be around in the off season. On top of that, they went out and got some of the greatest chefs in the world. Chefs that should be like 5-star restaurants down in South Beach. No, they're working for the Miami. They're doing everything. You're telling me guys can't show up for OTAs? Nah, man, I want to do my own thing.
This kills you. I love it.
Kills me. Kills me.
You know what else kills you? Ravens just posted a picture of Derrick Henry signing his extension.
Yeah, by the way.
That'll kill you.
That guy is Father Time. That guy's killing. He and Father Time, they're not even in a fight yet.
You know, you did that sports bodies thing. You were ranking like your greatest sports bodies. I got to show you this picture. This guy's he's in a sleeveless hoodie.
Scares me. He's so.
Those are large arms. Very, very big arms.
When I was allowed down on the field before the games, we used to watch this, and I just go, oh, my God. That
is a large man. Has he ever fumbled? I mean, look at those arms.
I don't know. Jeez, people are making business decisions because of him, especially in cold weather. Let me jump on his back. And by the way, he runs away from people. The guy got more.
Yeah, he's got that track speed too.
I don't know if like they purposely like lose a gear when they're chasing him. I always wonder that. Hey, Atlantic Men's Clinic, I never wonder about that because it works. ED, low T, if you're going through it, I don't care if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s. If you're going through low T or ED or both, I did. Not proud of it. But I am here to tell you that every man will have it sooner or later. And then what are you going to do about it? And I was embarrassed. It's rough to go through when your sex drive is gone. It is really, really hard. When it hits you, and I don't mean part-time. I mean, I'm not a hit and miss when it's just miss. It's frustrating to go through. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you, man. That's all I can say. As I tell everybody, told a guy yesterday at tennis, matter of fact, I said, listen, man, you're in for great results. Well, I just have low T. Great. You don't have to tell me you have low T. You're asking me about it. I'm telling you, whether you have low T or ED or both, Atlantic Men's Clinic will do it the right way, the professional way. They'll test you. You'll meet with their professionals. This is all they do is get rid of low T and ED for you so you can get more out of life no matter what age you are. You can get your energy level back, your sex drive back, and, boy, I'll tell you what, sleep better. No more moodiness, maybe even slight depression. Why am I going through this? Well, as you get older, man, this is what happens. Making adjustments in your life. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. They'll put together a plan that's perfect for you, custom made for you. You'll get great results. It happens fast. I can't say enough about them except thank you. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. I always tell everybody it's the most important ones to go down there and meet with them. You can say yes or no after you meet with them. There's a good chance you're going to say yes because it works, it makes sense, and AtlanticMen'sClinic.com, you can get all the information you need. Set up that first appointment and meet with Atlantic Men's Clinic with 6 locations, a 7th on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wait. All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. Well, it's not over. Panthers take care of another Game 7, and we'll be in Carolina tomorrow night. Hell, they're already there and getting set for Game 1 tomorrow at Carolina. And Big Bob, just incredible, the story of this team, the makeup of the team, just so good.
Does
all
it
the
still
way
feel
around.
Weird? That it's the Panthers? Like, I mean, it's 3 years in a row now?
Yes. Yes, it does. Somebody would have told us this 5 or 6 years ago. I mean, they were up and down and all over. I had a couple of guys with big years, but they get knocked
out. It just never felt like they were going to ever get back to, like, what was it? What was it, 90, when they made their one? Was it 93 or something?
So Vinny buys a team. Let's start with him. Give him a lot of credit. Said, do what we have to do to win. And then on top of that, the Bill Zito move to get as a general manager has been great. I was a big Dell fan, Dell Talon fan. But Bill Zito coming in, and getting Paul Maurice. Hey, they gave up on one of the winningest coaches of all time, right? Gotten some problem. Matter of fact, he just got a job, but got back in the league. But this Bill Zito-Paul Maurice thing, we're not trading anybody right there, man. Those guys, and then
they're the most consistent franchise in our town right now. That's, again, not even that's close. A little bit strange.
Not even close.
They have stars. They had a great coach.
System runs. By the way, also they tied up contracts on their key guys, so they're going to be here for a while.
Yeah. No, it's an amazing story, but again, it almost feels strange because it used to be like the Lightning, right, where the team that, you know, out of Florida that was very consistent winning, you know, cups, and now it's the Panthers.
They're
going to have a real good shot at another one here.
The playoff series that they've won, we'll look back and, hey, they got more work. I don't want to, you know, get ahead of ourselves, but a lot of people think, you listen to those guys, I know there are a lot of them were rooting last night for Toronto to win, and because of the drought they've been on. But, boy, the Panthers just go on the road and win 6-1, 6-1. After they lose 2-0 at home, I thought they were going to win that game.
Sounds like you're talking about doing a tennis score.
Yeah. By the way, that's not good. By the way, that's not good in tennis. It's sure the hell not good in a hockey game.
6-1, 6-1, that's when you play Ira.
You know, I can't find him. Ira won't has
he's missing.
He's missing. Either he's got a lot of games
hiding, or
I don't know if he's playing with his son a lot.
Maybe he switched over to the pickleball courts.
Maybe he's playing a little pickleball. But I know he's lost my phone number. And it
really,
I don't know if he's.
You guys have falling out or just
no? I don't. Okay. I don't think so. I think it's just I don't know how he's playing.
Maybe he's upset you keep trashing his game on the air.
I don't. You do.
Yeah, but usually people just assume it's you.
You know, by the time it gets back to somebody, like that friggin' woman, I was like...
The horse woman?
Yeah, the horse woman.
Yeah.
The big horse woman.
That was a funny story.
I know, I'm glad you liked it. I wish it was a lie.
How did she think we were being serious about that? Load management for horses?
But,
hey, I saw they had the race was this past weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
Journalism won, right? Is that the one who won?
I don't know, but the favorite, you know, to our point, did not run. Because...
Yeah, load management.
But that's what...
He's getting ready for the third leg of the thing.
So, Woody, you're at an event that's nothing but good news. The Jason Taylor Foundation gives back to kids. It's like, it's like anything Nat Moore does or any of our other people in town do. It's about giving back to kids. There's nothing bad about the night.
Except for when you were walking out.
So when I'm walking out.
You almost made it, too.
Nobody walked up to any of the other athletes and said, hey, you had a bad year. Can you play better? Or no, it's me.
She's passionate about horse racing.
And she said, she didn't say your name, though, Jerky.
Do they do the, what do they call it, stud? Studding?
Studding.
Do they do that while they're.
Studding. Hey, are you doing your study? I'm going home and try to do some studying with my wife today, if she would.
Watch, that's what it's called, and the lady's going to find you again. But do they do that while they're active, or is that only when they retire? Is this like a whole, like, women weekend legs
Woody,
thing?
Woody, I'm guessing they're done, but I don't know.
Maybe that's
sure.
what he's out there doing in between the
Woody,
races. We talk about load management. Maybe
you know
that's
what
he's
gonna
doing.
Do? You know what we're going to do tomorrow? I'm going to call and get us a trainer.
A horse trainer?
There are a lot of great horse trainers here in town. And we'll get an answer for you.
You live out there. And there's a bunch of horses out there.
I saw
those horses.
I know. There's tons
just
of horses
through, there's
out
a lot
there.
Of horses.
That's different, though. Those horses.
You don't ride, do you?
Those are kids' horses.
Would they let you ride if you, like, showed up?
I don't know
if they have a size limit for the horses.
So that was a shot at me. Like.
No, I mean, you're just a bigger guy. I don't know if your jockeys are smaller, usually.
There's a lot of... Equestrian. Go ahead.
No.
Now you've
I'm
led
sorry.
People to say shots at my head.
No, I just thought
could
this
call
was funny.
Me horse head now. Go ahead.
No, this guy says what Harold doesn't know is Ira's best friends with Ron from Court 3. Ron's been in Ira's ear.
Hey, listen, man. We bust guys' chops out there. And I have noticed people are sensitive out there when they hear stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We got listeners that are at the tennis courts and we'll have fun and everybody was interested in the guy's toupee that just about came off on a windy day. And so the head guy out there runs it, says, hey, what court were you on when that happened? Who was the guy? I said, we got a couple toupee guys out here. You've seen it. And this one just lifted.
Hmm.
But it stayed on. The backside stayed on. So it just lifted where you could see the front, and you could see the size of the toupee as it was going back as a guy tried to lob him, and he ran back to try to get to the lob. It wasn't a big deal. I said, great catch. I don't think that's rude.
Okay.
Great catch. He put a hand on it. He had a racket. He had his other hand on his head, and he looks over to see right away, because we're getting ready to play, if anybody was watching. And I happened to see it, and I went, great catch.
You were trying to be funny, obviously.
Yeah, I was. I mean, it wasn't. It was.
Yeah, he had fun at his expense.
But you don't think he thought knew everybody? If you got a toupee on, most people know you got a toupee on.
I don't have
yes
that situation
no.
yet, but I, you know, I don't know, man. Some people do the bald thing very well. Some don't.
I think the bald thing looks great.
Well, it depends. Depends who you are. Goldie pulls it off beautifully.
I knew you were going to bring up Goldie.
He does a nice job if he pulls it off. But his head is like tan, though. You know, like it.
What? Let me hear you break down how Goldie
blends in with the
ball.
It just looks normal.
All right, we got to go to break, man.
You're
not getting on my boy Goldie, man. He's up in Carolina. He's jacked up, thinking he's real close to getting another ring.
By the way, someone said American Pharoah charges $100,000 for each session.
For stud fees?
For a session.
I heard they're...
Well, time with him. Someone said it was one of the best finishes in horse racing history. You guys
great.
Should watch
it. I did see it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You see everything.
I don't know. My wife likes it. My wife loves the races, and my mother-in-law calls her. She loves them.
Really?
So we had the whole family, and we all take a horse, and we bet on it.
Did you lose?
Mine didn't do well, but I didn't get exactly a high pick. All right. Hey, we got to go to break, man. 9 o'clock hour's coming up. Beverly's Jewelers. Jeff, Amanda, thank you. Thank you for 30 years of getting me out of the doghouse, helping me get rid of cold feet to say, will you marry me, and all the other things that I've done. Boy, I tell you, makeup, then I did a breakup, then I had to come back, so then I had to get a bigger one when I came back the second time. Boy, Jeff's been through a lot of drama with me, like everybody that's in my life right now. Jeff and Amanda, thank you. Beverly's Jewelers. Been going there for more than 30 years, and I want to let you know they got a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity E-Color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. You know where I'm going with this. So you're thinking about popping the big question, and you're on a tight, tight budget? Wait until you see that bad boy. It's going to make you look real good. Choose from all shapes. Larger sizes are available with similar savings. Hey, this deal's not going to last forever. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Now, I trust Beverly's Jewelers. But again, just one of my best friends and done great stuff and know the whole family and been with them forever. I want to let you know they have an unbelievable showroom in Fort Lauderdale just off Commercial Boulevard or online to bevjewelers.com. You can find out some of the things, whether it's birthday gift, anniversary, any other special occasion, but especially engagement rings. That really is, when you talk about Beverly's Jewelers, it really is where South Florida gets engaged.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.